Blog Talk Radio.
Of all this love shit steady on my mind. If I'm lying, then I'm flying, think I'm losing it. I thought you were the one, it could've been saved. I know it won't for us when we was in and out of state. My last game showed me not to trust nobody. My stick in the box got me feeling like I'm ready. I done took too many shots, I should've been his body. I'm heartless as fuck, so I don't cry no more, hey. As time go, really go by slow. Mind your business if you see me cooking up by the stove. I'm with a bad bitch, and with that we casting. Jody back with 100 badges, know I'm texting, ayy. If a soul think they got one up on me, got another one coming cause they cannot clone me. Crazy story, I can go out fast for nothing. You can love me or hate me, baby, I'm still thugging. I've been moving presidential, I don't need no deal. Threw a heart on myself, I've been missing it. Say depression, but I ain't stressing about a nigga, I learned my lesson. The next day, got this hoe tryna sex me. Got them boys on the phone tryna set me up. I talked about my pain, now them niggas tryna whip me up. Just 2 weeks ago, my bitch ain't had the butt to set me up.
I keep calling, I keep on banging. Keep them hoes from around me, bet my boys and get the blanket. I keep calling, I keep on banging. Keep them hoes from around me, bet my boys and get the banging.
My last thing showed me not to trust nobody. My stick in the box got me feeling like I'm ready. I done took too many shots, I should've been his body. I'm heartless as fuck, so I don't cry no more, ayy. As time go, really go by slow. Mind your business if you see me cooking up by the stove. I'm with a bad bitch, with every casting. Shorty back with 100 bands, just know I'm taxing, ayy. I just know this music, it gon' take off. Wonder if they miss me, gon' be hard for me to take off. My voice enough to pay off. I can stay long.
Wake up!
Fat Man West Coast. You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm falling.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get it real!
The best mixers.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All together to get this Monday morning started. You know what I mean? So sit back, relax. You know what I'm saying? Prop your feet up, roll up one, because we about to take a ride, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. But y'all know how we get down and how we start to show off every morning, every week, every day. We always say a word of thanks. We always give thanks. We always say a word of prayer before we get started to let the good Lord know that we love him. And without him waking us up today, we wouldn't be here. So I need everybody right now to bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning and we thank you for a Monday morning, another Monday morning, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you just this morning, Jesus, for waking us up, making us bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, getting us out of bed, breathing air this morning, being in our right mind, and being in a different mindset. So we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the steps that you are about to direct for us during the day. We thank you for the love that you are going to put in our heart during the course of the day. We thank you in advance, Lord Jesus. And we just ask you to touch everybody right now who's not feeling good, who's dealing with mental illness, depression, anxiety, hypertension. Touch them right now, Lord Jesus. Just cover them in your blood, as you do us daily. In your name we pray. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. This morning we have Ashley Jones Sumler on the show. You know what I'm saying? And her black-owned travel business. You know, and she's going to teach us about generational wealth and how to keep striving and keep her children striving for greatness. This is going to be a great, 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 great interview. So you need to tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your brother, tell your auntie. Call everybody on the phone. Call everybody in the spectrum. Call everybody in the metaverse. And let them know that the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show is on. And it is live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. So my thing is this. We're going to get this show started. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. It's going to be a great day today, y'all. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I'm going to let my man Kirk Franklin start our day.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Peace!
the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Hitting big with dirt, ain't no stopping me. Now I'm gone.
Show. And we're getting ready to get for that. Get ready to get into that good interview with Ashley Sumler Jones, or Ashley Jones Sumler. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to mess our name up and this and the other, but she's coming to the show in just a little bit. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. Share the link. Tell a friend. Tell everybody. Tell your mama. Tell your sister. Tell your brother that she's going to be here in just a little bit. But we're going to get right back into this music, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up and look up.
Your eyes, look up, and dry 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 your ey right, Dario.
I'ma make y'all feel
it. Hey, 100 points.
Ma. Thoughts to myself, I pop that perk and get in my zone. I'd rather be alone in this cold world than let on. Just lost my partner to the streets, lonely Jabri. Gotta keep that burning, that's to me. Even when I sleep, short day, long nights, down bad, dead broke. All a nigga had was hope, lonely in my nigga scope. Fell in love with fast money, all I see is blue hunnids. I'ma keep on taking risks, to the day they put me under. My shit dressed in all black, on the block shooting up craps. Took a loss, forgot it right back. The hustle in me, baby, that's a fact. My uncle taught me never trust a soul. Move a solid stick to the cold. I would never bend, break a fold. A solid nigga, but my heart cold. The judge hit my brother with like 40. I would never leave without my 40. Glock 9 sitting by the toilet. It used to be stay safe, but now it's stay dangerous. And I would never leave the house without this to banger. But if I never make it back, don't cry for me. Just fly. Just fly for me. It used to be stay safe, but now it's stay dangerous. And I would never leave the house without this here banger. But if I never make it back, don't cry for me. Just fly for me. 12 did a sweep, now my little brother locked down in the cell. Facing all those years, he ain't even 29, feeling like I fell. 3 deals back to back, got me numb, I don't feel no pain. But the hurt in my eyes, you can see it plain as day. Motherfuck the same nigga, I want a meal ticket. I see death around the corner, gotta keep the steel with me. Say a prayer every night, hoping he's still with me. Got that call by LaDobe, Lord knows I still remember. I don't say much, I hold it in, you don't know how I'm feeling. Where I come from, shit get wild, that's just how we livin'. Pops keep trying, but it's still the same. I don't think shit gon' change. Instead of trippin' by the nigga lifestyle, she don't understand. I've been at war with myself, tryna get it right again. It's hard to win when everybody pray on your downfall. It used to be safe, but now it's stay dangerous. And I would never leave the house without this hood banger. But if I never make it back, just fly for me. It used to be stay safe, but now it's stay dangerous. And I would never leave the house without this here banger. But if I never make it back, don't cry for me. Just fly for me.
Good morning. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. 87 degrees outside. Well, it's kind of like 60 or 70 degrees outside. The high today is going to be 90 degrees today. So it's going to be hot outside out here. You know what I'm saying? I hope everybody's enjoying their Monday. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the kids are still out of school. They don't go back to school until tomorrow. You know what I mean? So they've had a nice long spring break. You know what I'm saying? I hope you got them out of the house and things like that and took them to the park and did whatever you had to do with them. You know what I'm saying? Because now we have to get back to the week, to the hustle and the bustle and the grind and everything. And that's what we're talking about this morning. We got Miss Ashley Jones Sumler on the show this morning. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to take a break and pay some bills, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to be getting into this interview. So everybody, get pissed. Past, and she gonna be dropping some jewels and everything, you know what I'm saying, to help you further your home base travel business.
That you're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust. I'm from the desert, niggas stopping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and 2 clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my dust. 50, she look like she 20. She selling pills to the customers working the dentist. She dressed to kill like she working at leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. It's just a deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me chills when she working with her sister Jenny. For dollar bills, I keep my bitches like it's same. I'm from the desert where some niggas are snakes are the same. I'm from the desert where some niggas be faking for fame. I'm from the desert where the police be smoking the cane. I'm from the desert where the police smoke niggas and bang. I'm from the desert where the jury and judge is tame. If you ain't ready for no justice, go back where you came. If you think your life is precious, you better refrain. And keep your hands where they can see them and keep your name.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see.
I'm from the desert, so take a second to comprehend me. I get a check and I'm selling pussy, cause pimping in me. I'm from the desert, where bitches popping their pussy plenty. They get the bag and bring it to me and Uncle Benny. She in the jag, she had to stop and pick up the Henny. This bitch is bad, she put a pimp in a Lamborghini. Them niggas mad, they frowning up every time they see me. I get the cash, it's freaking up when you try to beat me. I'm from the desert, with crap dealers and crap niggas. We tap niggas, we stack and you retract niggas. We Mac niggas, we Benz and Cadillac niggas. We fact niggas, we send bitches to whack niggas. We pack niggas, never without a gas niggas. Crack niggas, send it through Cash App niggas. We lap niggas, never taking a nap niggas. Slap niggas, sprinkle dust and
jacket. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, niggas.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Players from Vegas, what you expect? I feel that culture effect. It's from the north to the west. It's from the hood to the jet. It's from the dust to Donna. You don't want no problems, our problems. We keep them llamas on mamas. My out-of-towners that doubt us, nigga. Roll them up like flowers, nigga. I'll open carry state. Get a new blicky in hours, nigga. My city devour, nigga. Don't make no mistakes. And don't forget about the east. We ain't done to the eighth. Hey, what a great.
I'm from the desert, baby. Bitch, I'm from the bay. We get the beat and we gon' whip it like a slave. I get the bitch and I'ma have her getting paid. We ain't playing in these streets. Whole city self. Made. Cold game, some old oven. Big heat, bitch, I'm carrying the oven. Shit sweet till you're burying your cousin. I get it out the bitch or I get it out your mama, nigga.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dog. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Show y'all 68 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 8:35, you know what I'm saying? And it is time for our morning interview, you know what I'm saying? But I got a quick update. Listen, people out here in Las Vegas, Nevada are drilling holes in gas tanks and stealing your gas. It's costing thousands and thousands of dollars to get that hole filled in your gas tank. You got to understand, the gas tank is metal. They drill a hole in that gas tank, that's your ass, and this, that, and the other. We're talking about at least $3,000-$4,000, if not more, to replace a gas tank. You know what I'm saying? A brand new gas tank and everything. So make sure that you watch your cars, lock them up in the garage or this, that, and the other. Be careful going, because they're doing it in the parking lot while you're in Target. They're doing it in the parking lot while you're at Walmart or things like that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think they realize that certain gas tanks. If you hit that gas tank the wrong way and a spark hits it or it heats up, it's going to explode. Simple as that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But this is the new thing and the new fad going on here in Las Vegas, Nevada, because gas is sky damn high. They want a credit application just to get a gallon of gas. A gallon of gas right now is running like $5.15. That doesn't make any sense. As much as we pay in taxes, as much as we do as Americans, we're paying these high-ass gas prices because we got a government that don't know how to take care of government, international business, so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct this morning. You know what I'm saying? It is 8:37, and right now we about to get into our live interview with Miss Jones. Miss Jones has been a black business owner out here in Las Vegas, Nevada for some time. We met during travel. We met during travel. She got interested in the travel business and things like that. She came to me, showed her the presentation. She liked it. She enjoyed it. She got into it. She started booking a little travel here and there and everything and taking trips, but more or less spending the time that she needed to spend with her children. And that's one of the things that we like about being in this travel business is that we can spend the time that we want with our kids. We can even work another 9-to-5 if we want to. This is just supplemental income, you know what I'm saying, and a.k.a. side cheese, you know, that that's what we call side cheese, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, supplemental income, you know what I mean, that you make on the side and this and the other and everything, but you get to travel the world and see the whole world, you know what I'm saying, for little or nothing, you know what I mean, once you become a travel agent. So Mr. Jones decided to become one. She started working her business, and of course how businesses go, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know, you have your ups, your downs, and this, that, and the other, but the one thing that I must say, she did not give up, you know what I'm saying? She had to regroup some things, she had to take care of a few things and stuff like that there, but she did not give up, and she's back, and she's better, and she's stronger than ever. So I wanted to bring her on the show to tell her story, to empower somebody else that may be listening, to empower another woman or teenager or a little girl that might be watching. There's a lot of kids that listen to my show, believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Just to give that empowerment, to let them know that, yo, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? And this is one thing that I say, that we don't get enough men on the show to say the same thing as far as businessmen, to say the same thing, that, yo, you can do it. You can stay in business. You can create your own business and create your own lane. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're putting God first at the realm and everything, everything else will fall into place. Everything will fall into place like it's supposed to. So listen, with no further ado, I'm going to bring her on so she can tell her story. You know what I mean? So like I said, y'all, with no further ado, let's bring her on, Miss Ashley Jones Sumler. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Ms. Jones. How are you this morning?
Good morning, good morning. How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm doing good. We're doing good. We're doing good. We're glad to have you on the show this morning and everything to tell your story and everything like that. So I'm going to give you the floor and you introduce yourself to the world. Let them know who you be, who you are, and what you do and what you're about.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, everybody. My name is Ashley Jones Sumler. I am a travel agent. I definitely had some ups and downs, as Mr. Fatman was saying. You know, just trying to get back in the groove, you know?
Right, right.
It's never too late. You know, it's just, you got so much going on in life, and then you have to regroup, and then you have to come back. So what is your passion? And this is definitely one of my passions, traveling, helping other people book travel, enjoying time with my kids. Hadn't been able to do that in a while. Had to step down, step aside, and let God, you know.
Yes. Amen.
I've definitely had a couple of struggles working that 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still working a 9-to-5.
Right.
And just really realized that I don't want to be clocking in for nobody for too much longer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the respect is no longer the same as it was, as it was before.
Mm-hmm.
I started from the bottom, working at Walmart, and now I'm promoting. I'm getting promotions. I'm getting a lot of hate, a lot of anger, because I've only been at Walmart for a year. You know, now getting ready to, you know, make more than everybody else has been longer. Been there 3 or 4 or 5 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
They definitely saw the grind, but I realized that grind at Walmart just isn't the same grind that I want to stay with. You know, so definitely the travel business. But once again, my name is Ashley Jones. I have my email, staybledtravel2020@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Instagram, stay_blessedtravel2020.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook as well, Stay Blessed Travel. I'm just trying to get back in the groove, Abner. You know how it is.
Yes, I do. I'm so glad that you are getting back in the groove and things like that and stuff. If you're just now tuning in, we are talking with Ashley Jones Sumler right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that you are back. I'm glad that you are able to empower other women, other girls, other children, and what you're doing right now, and of course showing your children that, you know what I'm saying, mommy ain't out, you know what I'm saying, she gonna come back and she gonna keep swinging and keep going, you know what I'm saying. Explain to people about your faith, because it takes a lot of faith to get up and brush your knees off and everything, and keep brushing them off sometimes when you keep hitting them knees and stuff like that. After a while, the knees get sore, you know what I'm saying, but strong faith makes you get back up and brush them off again and get right back in the game. Explain that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I turn around and I look at my kids, and anytime I feel like I want to fail, I got to turn around and look at my kids and explain to them why I failed. You know what I mean? So my kids are older. I have a 15-year-old, 14-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. Looking at them and talking to them every day about being successful and becoming somebody, owning your own business, is definitely something that I have to lead by example. You know, there's definitely some days where I get up and I don't want to get up, you know, but I roll over and I look at my baby, I look at my kids, or I go in the other room and it's, okay, get up. Like, you have no option but to get up. You know, I walk around here and I have my AirPods in my ear. I just listen to nothing but gospel music, because it opens up my heart, it opens up my mind, and it definitely gets me in the groove of things. As far as my faith goes, you know, I done been through stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've hit rock bottom.
Okay.
You know, and I know by the grace of God, it's nothing but God that gets me, that allows me to continue and move forward, allows me to get up. Days where, like I said, days where I don't want to get up, and I know it's nothing but God that gets me.
Amen.
And my kids, especially my daughter, you know, I have to definitely be a woman, a role model, because I need her to be the same as she grows up. So I got some big shoes to fill, fat man.
You've been filling them. I'm very proud of you. You've been filling them, and this, that, and the other. You called me the other day and was like, hey, I'm back in business, and this, that, and the other. Let's go. And I was like, oh, hell. Ms. Jones is back. You know what I'm saying? We about to get busy up in here. You know what I'm saying? And the first thing you came to me, you already had your plan worked out and everything. Let's talk about the youth tournament that you are getting sponsorship for right now as we speak. Explain that.
All right, so my son is in the AAU travel team. They're just starting off. They have two teams. They have a 16U team, which is pretty much the older boys, and then my son's 12U team. The coach came to me because, you know, he was like, oh, your son, it's crazy because my son, Andrew, he's been promoting me when I haven't even been promoting myself. Crazy, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
so he said he's been taking my business cards to school. And mind you, I don't even know where the heck he found them because I couldn't even find them. It's kids, I tell you. So, Andrew, the coach came to me. Oh, Andrew, Andrew told me that you're a travel agent. I'm like, yeah. You know, I haven't been doing it for a while, but yeah. He's like, well, we're trying to get this going. We're trying to travel. We're trying to do this and that. And he's like, I at least want to at least take them at least twice out the this whole year out of town, at least to get a feel and then, you know, have a stronger mm-hmm. plan for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. He was like, San Diego, July 15th through the 17th. It's a tournament and we need a coach bus. We need a room. Like, and it just dawned on me, like, okay, maybe I need to get back in the groove of things because my son is in the groove and I'm not even in the groove. Like, he's around here promoting me and I'm not even promoting myself. It goes to show you that kids are watching
yes, they are.
They expect you to complete whatever you do.
Yes. Yes.
Because we push and we drive them to complete everything, and for them, for him to have continuously to push my business, pass out my cards. Oh my God, so and so gonna call you, and I'm like, Andrew, I haven't even done that. And he's like, well, I guess you need to get started because they ready to travel. COVID's over, and I'm like, oh my God, like.
Yes, that is
like,
true. Yes, it is. Yes, that is true. That is true.
Get back to that, man. My mama used to tell me as a little girl that I was the one that pushed her to go to church.
Okay.
Because I wanted to do praise dance. I wanted to do choir. I wanted to do usher, but I wanted to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And my son's been like that to me with this travel business. Mama, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. No, Mama,
right.
says, you gotta go with me when I go to San Diego. No, Mama, because
right.
we need this, we need that, and we can get them a cheaper rate. And I'm like, okay. Okay, Andrew. Okay, Drew.
He's right.
Let me move some stuff around. So
mm-hmm.
I see you got me trying to get active, and I'm not even active yet.
That's right. Well,
you know, the first thing I do is I hit up my boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr.
Moses,
what's up?
Yep, and I was like, I looked at the phone, I said, what Miss Jones want, this, that, and the other.
Right.
He was like, we back in business. I was like, hell, you like, where we going? Well,
right.
There's plenty
I'm
of places
to go.
My
birthday is in July. Like, let's go. Like, we already talked about going to San Diego on the 15th. I definitely got to go out there and show my baby some love for his 3 days.
Yes.
You know, first year playing basketball. He's really a football man. But, you know, I definitely make time and do. And that's another good thing about traveling and being a travel agent. I make time for my baby when I need to.
When need be. You can take that time. We can work from anywhere around the world remotely. I don't care if we're in the jungle. As long as we can pick up the internet, we can work from the jungle and this, that, and the other. We can work from the beach. We can work from port side. We can work from the cruise ship. We can do anything and work from anywhere that we find comfortable, especially the bedroom, lay it in the bed and you don't have to do anything or get up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the perfect...
I'm so glad you mentioned the cruise thing. I was just talking to one of my friends last night. I said, man, I got to prepare myself for this interview this morning. I'm going to get off this phone, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, before I get off this phone, I was like, man, I want to go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go on the cruise to the point to where it's booked. Like, it's half of the people on the cruise and half of the people on the cruise belong to me. You know what I'm saying? The people right. belong to me and my business partner, and we just on the tip, just vibing. No, we get paid. Like,
That's right. We gonna get a check. When everybody else is getting a confirmation number, we're getting a confirmation number and a commission check. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't nobody else do that. But hold on, we're gonna give a big shout out. Let me find her. Her name is what is her name? Jody Worski. Worski. I know I'm messing it up. But Jody, she's a travel agent. Jody just clocked. Hold on. I want y'all to hear me with this. Let me stop this music. Jody just clocked $1 million in booking from home. I'm going to tell you that again. She just made $1 million from booking travel with our agency, within our agency, from the comforts of her home. If she could clock $1 million sitting at the house booking travel, what are we doing?
What are you doing?
You know what I'm saying? If she could sit there, I could go on and on. Another one of our agents that just signed up, booked a cruise, $6,000 in commission. Her first booking. So people cannot tell me that this is impossible. People cannot tell me that this doesn't work. We just have to put in the time, the effort, and the love and the care to do it, to make it work. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying, this is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We sitting here talking with Miss Ashley Jones Sumler. Now, I know you're looking for sponsorship. Where can they either send you their emails or this, that, and the other? How can they get in touch with you so they can become a sponsor for your son's youth league?
All right, so I definitely have my email, which is Jones Ashley, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Ashley, A-S-H-L-Y, 332@gmail.com. Or you can just hit me up directly on my phone number, 702-801-1495. Now, you guys, I'm not asking for a lot. I'm not asking for $1 million. Anything will do. Even if we got 11 to 15 players, even if it's multiple companies that want to just do three at a time, or in another company do a three, I'm just trying to get these kids off the streets. Definitely 3.0 or better students. The coaches, they definitely make sure of that. They're in their academics. And one of our coaches is actually a youth pastor. So we definitely got hands of anointing around our these boys. Definitely want to get them and let them experience something they probably never experienced before. Just reach out to me, Ashley Jones. My email is Jones Ashley ASHLY332@gmail.com. Also, my phone number is 702-801-1495. Anything would help, you guys. God bless you.
All right. Well, once again, y'all, she's needing help and everything as far as sponsorship go. Any little bit, if you want to sponsor a child, you know what I'm saying, sponsor one of the teammates, sponsor her son, any little bit helps, you know what I'm saying. And once again, I'm going to make sure that I post her information on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show wall so you can sponsor the team, help them get to California. I'm going to help them, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we got to do, and we got to hold a car wash or something like that. We're going to get these kids where they need to go, you know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and sharing this with us. Thank you
so much for having me.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, anytime. You know you always welcome on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. But before you get up out of here...
Okay.
You know this show. Oh, before you get up out of here, you know it's always, you know how we get down. It's always a little girl, some young lady is listening to you, and she wants to walk in your footsteps and do the same thing Miss Jones does. Let me stop this music so you can give her some good, sound advice. Go ahead.
All right, everybody. So everybody around the world, I just want you guys to know, if I can do it, you can do it. Sky's the limit. Dream, and dream big. When I mean, I don't mean, oh, dream, like, dream a little bit. I mean, dream to where you think, or everybody thinks you're crazy.
Okay?
Right now, as you're sitting here saying that, the people around the world is listening to me. My daughter's mm-hmm. sitting here listening. So the mm-hmm. best advice I can give was, and the same advice I would give to my daughter, dream, baby, dream, and never give up. And always walk with God. Always Amen. Walk with God. Faith, keep the faith. No matter how many times people is not going to knock you down and tell you you can't do it, you get up and you do it. And you do it. 1,000%, 1,000,000%, and dream,
Amen.
And dream. There's nothing too big, nothing too big by God, for God to do.
That's right. Well, you can tell your daughter that 31,772 people are listening to you as we speak right now, and mm-hmm. you're being heard in, of course, the United States is coming in at 90%. United Kingdom is coming in at 3.88%. Canada coming in at 1.19%. Now, this place gets me because they are in war right now. Russia is coming in at 0.75%. And shout out to the big homies that's out here doing their thing, BTS, because they about to make them little young boys a residency in the Allegiant Stadium. How do you get a residency in a stadium? Because they sell it out every night.
Wow.
Japan is coming in at 0.56%. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's listening to this interview right now, that's listening to Miss Ashley Jones Sumler interview, live interview here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Anything is possible. I've never heard it put to me. My mama used to tell me to dream big too, but I never heard it put to me to say, dream so big to where people think you crazy. That's a new one for me. I ain't lying. That's a new one for me, and you damn sure right. I'm going to have people thinking I'm out of my damn mind around
crazy.
Here. And just they're going to be like, ooh, that damn fat man, he just lost his damn mind. He just he going to own the Empire State Building. Hey.
5150 crazy.
That's right. That's right. You got to be crazy. People don't understand the tax write-offs that we get. Some people get into this business just for the tax write-offs. You're running a business.
Right.
When you feed into your business and everything, you have to claim taxes on that every year. So sometimes you have to feed in, and you wonder why Trump owned so much and everybody owned all this land and this, that, and the other. He paid the taxes on it. So at the end of the year, he could recoup as that small businessman. You get the small businessman tax, you get the in-home business tax, you know what I'm saying, and everything, the home-based business tax, and everything that you could open up doors that was never open to you before. 400 tax write-offs in a year. 400. I think I'm probably only hitting two or three. 400 tax write-offs we can experience in a fiscal tax year. Y'all, we got to get busy. I want to thank Ashley Jones for coming on the show again. You know what I'm saying? God bless you, sweetie. And once again, give everybody your information, how they can get in touch with you for sponsorship.
All right, my sponsorship phone number, you can call me on my line at 702-801-1495. Also, email Jones, Ashley, A-S-H-L-Y, 332@gmail.com.
That's what's up, y'all. Once again, y'all give it up for Ashley Jones Sumler.
you know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money though.
Hey!
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot, pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Clah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Clah. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe,
coupe.
I take your bitch right from you,
you.
Bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog. Woo.
Scoop.
I tell that bitch to come comfort me.
Comfort me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me.
Jumping me.
Bankrolls on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we do the most,
most.
Yeah. Pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding up, I with no holster.
Bah.
Read the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch.
Bitch.
Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got back ass on back ass. So my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No smash
day.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, baby.
Hey.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Clah.
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Clah.
Pour, four, dropping muddy out of space. Kid, cuz, introduce me to your bitch as wifey. And we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty. Now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you.
Huh?
Draco bad and bougie.
Draco.
I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded.
Private.
Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. Hop out the suicide with the ooze.
Pew, pew, pew.
I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck.
Skirt.
I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop-up.
Damn.
These bitches, they fucking so dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way. I used to trap by the subway. Yeah, that way. Young nigga trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Big Dyco, get a dope Macy.
Gray.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Clah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Clah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Yeah. I'll just shoot that to the bone.
Ay,
wait, these niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Yeah,
hey, huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
What?
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh, ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to Rari that bitch on the roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas they hate.
They hate.
Try to hot shoot through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah.
So much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, they put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah. She talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah.
Go to sleep in a jacuzzi. Yeah. Waking up right to a two-piece.
Yeah.
Counting that paper like loose leaf.
Yeah.
Getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah.
Boy, you so fat like my collar. You snake and I swear to God that be that Gucci. And you know we winning. Yeah. We is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me.
What?
Saw your girl once, that she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop, drop top, drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot box. Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get you. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie, cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30 to 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie, cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, y'all. I just got this ear coming across my bulletin board. DJ K Slay has passed away from COVID-19. We didn't even know he was in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? But he has passed away from COVID-19. Sources is confirming this. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting it... you know, I'm getting it as we speak right now. And a Valley basketball star, female basketball star, was shot 10 times. I don't know if it was on the school campus or over the weekend. people, we gotta take care of ourselves. Shout out to the family of Kay Slade. You know, this is crazy. This is crazy. Wow. You know what I'm saying? You got the Wicked Ass on board the show. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast. It's crazy the stuff you get, you know, to come across your computer. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody. It is 9:08 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You got your boy, Fat Man, coming to you live and direct. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend, tell somebody. Let somebody know that, yo, your man, Fat Man West Coast, is live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? We're going to get back into this music. I'm just kind of really thrown by a lot of the stuff that's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean... it's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. If we don't need Jesus right now, I don't know who we need. But like I keep telling y'all, Jesus is coming back. He's definitely coming back. You know what I'm saying? And he gonna come back. He gonna come back with a vengeance and everything. You know what I mean? But, this is crazy. This is crazy. So when he do come back, I'm gonna see if I can... let me see if I can get $19 for a lap stand. But I only got a dollar for a cigarette here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Let's go.
What's poppin', Irish Playboy?
Boy, you know what I got going on tonight. I just found out he's 40 of them is letting the girls do strip dances for $19.
What? I'm on my way to the strip club. What it do? What it do?
What you gonna be doing?
That was cracking tonight. It's E-40 and Sugar Free. $19 for a lap dance. And girl, ain't nobody trying to get no lap dance from you.
Sugar Free gonna be here. Oh, I can't wait. You know, this baby here longer than everybody here in the club.
Still need you scallywaggy waggies coming through there with them little booties. We got nice booties. We got big booty women coming through. Sugar Free and E-40. They gonna bring me in.
You talking about me? I don't wanna go up there and see none of you OGs with the ball sagging off the counter stuff.
You gonna move out the way, shake like a cigarette, sing like the pole, they gonna dance down.
You like an overcooked steak, bitch. You're well past done.
I got some news you can use. Some of you dudes playing football with basketball rules. It's gaming ball, don't try to compare it. Telling your side bitch all your business, she repeating it like a parrot. Don't get it twisted. Don't call me daddy, don't call me your highness. If I stick my fist out, you better kiss it. I have her sprung like some dope. I have a bitch all in her emotions and choked up like Latrell Sprewell did his coach. You the baddest chick in the room. And I bet your coochie so good that it need to be trademarked. Legal Zoom. I'm trying to get rich, but see, you hard-headed and divisive. You want to be a vindictive bitch. I got the right of way. Bitch, get out there and get me my fetty so I can put it on my cousin books and JPEG.
I got 19 now for a lucky. But I only got a dollar for a cigarette. Look here. I got 19 now for a lucky. But I only got a dollar for a cigarette. Get it, get it now.
Cole Rice, bitch, you had the same amount of time in the day as Raven Simone, but you chose to be nobody. And who wants you? You're like the first piece of bread, bitch. Everybody wants a sandwich, but nobody wants you. So pass the plate, cause bitch, fuck with me. The only way you gonna get laid is to crawl up a chicken ass and wait. Hey, pimp of the year back. If you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. I stand with the bitch, but she ain't clear yet. Hey, it's too tight for you. My name's Sugar Free the Pimp, bitch, not Marianne Parker. I won't fight for you. She hella into me. Got out of pocket one day, slapped her and asked her, what do you think of Einstein's theory of relativity? Hey, thicker than cash. I ain't lying, one day I wore all three pairs of kneecaps, kicking her ass. Get next to this. How I come down these flight of stairs on your ass like that bitch did on that.
I got 19 now for a latte. But I only got a dollar for a cigarette. I got 19 now for a latte. But I only got a dollar for a cigarette. Get it, get it now. Get it, get it now.
Good morning. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. 46 minutes left into the show. You know what I'm saying? We want to give a big shout out to Miss Ashley Jones Sumler for coming on the show. You know what I'm saying? And sharing her home-based travel business. Now, we got more people coming in from the travel agency to express the show. Their love and their experience and what it takes to run a home-based travel business. So you guys keep it locked here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? Pacific Standard Time. And of course, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody out there on the East, you know what I'm saying, can hear me. You know what I'm saying? And also, the show replays, my show's archived. So you can go back in the library, become a member and this, that, and the other, become a follower and listen to all the radio shows, all 2,500. Yes, that's right. 2,500 shows in my archives. I got shows when I was way back in 2010 and everything like that. It'll bring you up to date. All my radio shows, the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, the Unsigned Hype Radio Show, Pillow Talk Radio, After Five with the Fat Man, what is that, Behind the Hype, all types of shows that I've created and this, that, and the other and had fun doing, you know what I'm saying, and you could get them right here exclusively on the Blog Talk Radio site, you know what I'm saying. I've been a member of this for quite some time, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and I've been doing the damn thing and stuff like that, because ain't nobody bad like me. Shout out to my man Boris Day. You know what I'm saying? It is 9:15 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna go way back. We're gonna pull one out the pack, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Who remembers this song? Let's go. Yes, sir. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. 73 degrees. 9:16 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's listening to us right now worldwide. You know what I'm saying? You make my love come down. Let's go. Show coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. The high of the day is going to be 90 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. A little bit cloudy, windy, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be 90 degrees today, so make sure you get out and get some air. Make sure you're getting out and get some air wherever you're at in this world, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be cooped up in the house and everything like that because it is a lot going on, and sometimes you just have to turn the TV off and give your mind a rest, you know what I'm saying? Because they can keep feeding you this bullshit, this propaganda, and this, that, and the other that they put across in media and stuff like that there. This is why I try and give everybody the truth. I give everybody the truth. I don't try to. I give you the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God, whether if you like it or not, whether if you don't like the way it sounds coming out of my mouth, or if you don't like my demeanor and the way I say it, but at least I told you the truth. And that's all you're going to ever get from your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. This is a worldwide podcast radio show. You know what I said? We do this Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, all right? You know what I'm saying? That's West Coast time, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we're going to get into a little bit of my man Gerald LeVert, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right back and pay some bills.
I'm coming home early, 'cause girl, my body's yearning for what you did last night. Oh, when you did it, ooh, it didn't make no sense. 'Cause girl, you know that you sure got a nigga spin, 'cause you got that. Damn, it's too good, I don't deserve it kind of love. The girl I'm calling is sick to work kind of love. The sweaty, funky, dope kind of love. That's what you got, that call of the night kind of love. The girl slow down, I'm about to bust kind of love. The don't stop, girl, get it kind of love. They back it up, break it off, headboard knocking kind of love. That's what you got. I was feeling, 'cause girl, when I'm inside you, girl, I'm so complete. But when we're apart, I'm only half the man that I am with you. And it's you that I need, and all of that, then it's too good. I don't deserve it kind of love. The girl I'm calling and sick to work kind of love. The sweaty, funky, dope kind of love. That's what you got, that part of the night kind of love. The girl so down, I'm about to bust kind of love. That don't stop, girl, get it kind of love. That back it up, break it off, head voice knocking kind of love. That's what you got.
Look, I'm flying straight to you. They call me Superman. you discover.
Good morning, everybody. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. 9:34 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 73 degrees, and it is Monday morning, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Happy belated Easter. You know what I mean? Of course, right now, we're getting this stuff across my computer and stuff. Philadelphia mask mandate returns, okay, all the way until May 3rd. Federal transportation mask mandate extends until May 3rd. So, you know, people still need to be wearing their masks. We are still dealing with a pandemic. We are still dealing with this variant. We are still dealing with this virus. You know what I'm saying? It is spiking in Korea or Japan or something like that, the way they were snatching women, were snatching people out of their apartments to make it a COVID zone or a COVID headquarters where they could do testing and this and the other. You know, it's something we live in America. You know, we are very blessed to be over here, because if we was over there and somebody come and snatch you out of your apartment with none of your belongings or anything like that and telling you to move because we're going to make this into a government facility to help fight this virus, so you have nowhere to go. You're out on the street. You know what I'm saying? What type of government and what type of place would do that? You know what I mean? To their citizens, to the people that live there. But you'd be surprised on what's going on in the world today. You know what I'm saying? And this is why we need Jesus to come back so rapidly and so quickly. You know what I mean? And to change up some things, because it ain't supposed to be going like this. We're not supposed to be living like this. You know what I mean? I know things wasn't going to be peaches and cream all the time. You know what I mean? But it's not supposed to be like this. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. 9:36, 73 degrees out here. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Y'all stay tuned. We got the free wheelchair giveaways going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the Nevada state area. You know what I'm saying? NevadaWheelchairFoundation.org, you know, is giving away wheelchairs. You know what I'm saying? You can sign up and get you a wheelchair and stuff like that if you need one. You know what I mean? 73 degrees out here. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast. And this is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. Well, it's technical difficulty or something else sometime, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But we're gonna get back to this to get back to the radio and everything like that. There's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Let's do it like this.
That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road. Frenchie, we bustle up in the hills. Flow water, never still river. My clothes black, on no hill figure. Rest in peace, spread the guard, no, we still with ya. Slick enough bricks and we can build with ya. I mean, I can hit up to the fiends. Take it to the mic, a little whipping in between. Forget the rap, better sit with this regime. Respect, just know your steps like an elliptical machine. And graffiti, no, I'm writing all the raps. Funny colors, we retired all the lat. Major labels, y'all just hired all the whack. Underground, we inspired y'all to rap, huh? And it shows, no postpones. And our plans spin with the grands like an old folks home, huh? But who's good and who's equal? I wanna know who got they two and two, got they two people.
That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road. That Instagram ain't following.
Yeah,
Washington Road.
Yeah, let me start back.
That's that Washington Road.
Let's get it right, no reason.
She took it back like two seasons. Yeah. Impact, I'm on the five home features. I'm a champion, sweatsuits only, no sneakers. She called me.
in your bum like I ain't know no better. I show my bare chest like a polo sweater. Told her polite, I'ma beat her with a pipe. She said I always hated meat, man, I'm a vegan in the diet. I'm a gentleman with knowledge, good advice. This is Instagram, ain't following your life.
I'm not.
I'm providing the bars heavy. I'm dope, nothing but China like Marbury. Judge see us guilty and they plan to cut us. Cops shoot me in the back, but then I plan to cover. We some kings, ain't no man above us. COVID, we making them thousands. We some band of brothers.
That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road. That's that Washington Road.
Some of us be frontin', some of us is really criminals. Swimming in the women and money we never had. It's sad, God can turn a good homie bad. But not catasto, I got full respect for no hassle. I'm still the same homie, light-skinned, curly afro. What's up though? I'm still the same nigga, a super freak. I blow a G a week, Cassie burn a rubber up the street. Rap homies, all we smoke is endo. So every time we puff is $20 out the window. But what is friends for? We gon' blow that dough regardless. My homies live a life and they ain't even rap artists. Rap money, we get that shit, blow it. We trick 30 G's and ain't got shit, so throw it. Let me get that case of Moet, let me get that C.O.K. Let me get that ounce of bomb for my man from East L.A. Let me get that.
Rap kids get money, press up and get hunted. Be like all of this morning. West side rock the most, it don't matter cause it get no. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Both driving in most, be like where the kids go. We like anywhere, party where the fans go. It's all rap hype, young black kitchen, we mad hype. Station
in
the smash, right.
My liquid made a killing. We dropped 3 albums and got the whole world dancing on the ceiling. So I'm feeling like the villain that cracked that same combo. My homie had some I told him shoot him through my condo. He shot him through, they beat my CDQ. They started asking questions but scratched the interview. What y'all really wanna do, they said. I said you like rap, well wrap your mouth around it. Rap niggas, young homies ballin'. We on the motorcycles doing 90s and we're haulin'. With the gold chain swingin', fallin' to the three. This rap life got us buying toys we don't need. We don't need them jet skis, but let's buy them, just to try them. We flashing at the lake, we got all the ladies dying. A damn, and we can mess around with no wife. Cause all my homies is living the rap life.
Rap kids get money, press up and get hunted. Be like all of this is on it. Which side rock the most, it don't matter cause it get no. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Both driving in most, we like where the kids go. We like anywhere, party where the fans go. It's all rap hype, young black bitch and we mad hype. Got your station in the smash, right?
First of all, before we move on, it's like a Yukon thorn, slide the song like Grey Poupon. Merging in the suburbs, getting raw with greenery herb. Real illness is smack birds, fat words, showing proof how my gat work. Vote you kill, smack a blackbird, jetting in the ag herd. Big Jim, stay grinning in the stick, spinning the kid. Brothers to flex, Lex Lieutenant, stand posing, flowing by coastal. East and west, rocking our vest, cannon might roast you. High powered hydraulic, Eddie Bauer, rock walla, who holla. Slang bit, niggas on the collar, amp might blow, I might lamp, set up shop and glow. Shining like a lamppost, my can post. Green leather, green leaves forever. Born to do whatever. Corns and crab horns, they roll together. With a cash, black hash, we invented the spaz. I like 16 niggas over 10 bags. Realness is gon' rock, fakeness is gon' slit out. Check the next issue, maggot in the bit eye.
Rap drama, the drama never comes. I'll be on the cellophone, tripping off my baby mom. Trying to make her understand I get paid to rhyme. I don't show up at your job, so don't show up at mine. Cause there's no biz like showbiz if y'all back me. Show money, that's like pimping, cause we get it tax free. Catch a check for 33, cut straight from SRC. Take it straight to any kind of cash, my with no ID. Rap women, they always be around us. Cause we from out of town and they be loving out of town. It's worshiping motherfuckers like a TV evangelist. Cause they from where they from and we straight from Los Angeles. Rap money.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Ray, man? Let's go half on the football team.
Yo, I was thinking about buying 2 basketballs. What's up?
Hey.
What you wanna do? Matter of fact, we can do that.
Rap kids get money, press up and get hunted. Be like all of this is on it. Which side rock
got the most. It don't matter, cousin, get no. Meet you on the left side of the coast. Both driving in most. We like where the kids go. We like anywhere. Party where the fans go. It's all rap hype. Young black bitch and we mad hype. Got the station and it's smash right.
Show y'all, we about to start walking our way towards the door, cleaning up stuff and trying to get up out of here and everything like that. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoyed today's our guest today, Miss Ashley Sumler Jones. Big shout out to her and her home-based business and how she's working it and spending time with her kids. You know, all the listeners out there, you guys need to be thinking about doing the same thing, you know what I'm saying? But you know, but that's another show. We'll be back tomorrow, y'all, same place, same time. Join us Wednesday when we have another guest coming on, Miss, let me get her name right, because I don't want to I don't want to get her name wrong. Y'all know me. I will mess up people's names in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate everybody rocking and rolling with me today. Today has been a beautiful day. You know what I'm saying? Of course, rest in peace, Case Slay. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, my brother, because you've been doing the damn thing for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, like I said, this Wednesday we have Miss Fisher on the show. She's a travel consultant with her own home-based business. Miss Fisher Kelly will be on the show, and she will be talking about her home-based business, how she's running it, how she's thriving in it and everything, so we can make sure that the business is taken care of. We have to take care of our business, everybody, you know what I'm saying, and everything, especially if you have a home-based business. You have to work at it. You have to let it grow and everything. So listen, y'all, I'm hearing some technical difficulty going on. We're going to make sure that we get up out of here, and we will check you out tomorrow, all right? Love, peace, and hair grease. I love you all. Take care of one another. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow morning, all right? All right. Peace.
You wanna ride? Chuck, chuck, chuck. Chuck, chuck, chuck. I got a ride. Chuck, chuck. I got a ride. Chuck, chuck. Hey girl, just imagine
you got a ride.
I'm on the road, switching from silent gear to a moody mode.
Or you're gonna hear me chuck, chuck, chuck,
of course. But don't let it get hot, or you feel the force. Hello, my name is Kanga Kid. You can call him Kango, look at you. I'm Dr. I, how can you tell? You can tell by the move.
And I've been educated rapper.
The Brainiac and Mix Master.
Yeah!
The four is back. Individually speaking, though I'm speaking for the crew, we all have rhymes, I hope your fellas do too.
My mind is very powerful, yes, this is true. Mine can do tricks,
what can yours do? Mine will disagree with me, it's never fun. All I gotta say is, yo, let's go, these are hunting. At the Lord's command, my ride will stand taller and prouder than any man.
Crash into kisses and red rose even. In other words, it's
Steven, Steven!
He breaks the course for my protection, so I don't waste my fuel injection. I'm making it clear, the way I steer, I reach my destination. I got a ride. You can look inside, and if I ever die, I wanna get off my ride. I love the way it hugs, the way like it does. You wanna know why? Well, because it only takes one passenger when it's hot. Unless I wanna share it, okay, why not? Just imagine a volcano when it's gonna erupt. You wanna ride? Come on, girl, hurry up. Tell your mother where you're going, and don't forget. If your mother wanna come, tell your pops the threat. If he wants your home soon, tell him that's the same. And if he says, picture that, consider it framed. I gotta ride.
As if you didn't know. And if I catch a flat, girl, give me a blow.
Cause I don't carry stairs, cause stairs they cause. And plus my nuts are too hard, they'll come off.
You dig it?
You see, my ride is not a fresh limo, Cadillac. To tell the truth, I think my ride is much longer than that.
So if you ever see my ride, girl, face to face, I got a little fit in your parking space.
But I
push,
if you wanna
push,
if I gotta, and we can even
push.
For the hell, why not? It's lovable and huggable and bendable. I won't sell it to you, baby, but it's rentable.
And if you're wondering why,
I'll tell you what it's for.
They don't make rides like this no more.
I gotta ride. I gotta ride. You can look inside, and if I ever die, I wanna die on my ride. Why? Well, because you see my ride, I ride a blue thing and give it premium or regular, any kind of fluid from a female, etc.
I got a four-wheel drive so I can get their energy beat and turbo charge in case I'm looking for a quick.
The tighter the road, the harder I'll pursue. And my goal in my life with my ride is to shoot for the finish line so I can get there quick. Ask Bobby,
Jimmy, Jack,
or you can even ask Dick. You can even
even asked my mechanic. But when she saw my ride, she didn't panic.
You see, I got garages all over these parts, so I can park the ride whenever it gets dark.
I got a sunroof, so wide you can't miss it. Before I stick my head out, I gotta unzip it.
Hey yo, I never got a ticket. If I do one day, they'll have a hard time towing this baby away.